Good morning, everyone. This morning, we are not meeting together in our sanctuary, but rather we have asked families to have a time of worship in their homes. This is the first time that we have had such a situation in the 59 years of our church. Considering all the risks involved and the preciousness of our members' lives and safety, we have made the decision not to hold worship services in our church building for the rest of the month of March. By the way, have you heard in the area of psychology about the five levels of Maslow's hierarchy of needs? Abraham Maslow was an American psychologist in the 20th century who said that man is a creature that continues to grow toward his or her self-actualization. As part of his work, Maslow created a five-level hierarchy of human needs. When a human attained one level of his needs, he then would seek the next level of needs above the one he had attained. The levels of needs Maslow presented were, starting at the first level, physiological needs, 2, safety needs, 3, social needs or needs of love and belonging, 4, needs of self-approval or self-esteem, and finally, number 5, needs of self-actualization. We can see that man works and lives in this world to express his worth and existence. And we can see that without fulfilling the first and second levels of physiological and safety needs, the following levels of social needs, needs of self-approval or self-esteem, and needs of self-actualization cannot be attained. Today, with the coronavirus spreading and causing more and more disruption of daily life, the first two levels of physiological and safety needs are being shaken and tested. As we watch the news on TV or hear reports on the radio, we are overcome with depressing feelings and worries that we felt 9 years ago after the Great East Japan earthquake in 2011. As you probably know, you can't find masks or toilet paper to buy at the drugstores. The world's stock markets have had several days with big drops in prices. And even though it is the spring holidays, people are not making trips in Japan or abroad. At times like this, when we have feelings of depression and worry, what can we do to feel refreshed or to lift our spirits? We should turn our ears to God's word that refreshes us on a daily basis. It is at times such as these that we need to stand even more firmly on the promises of God's word. Reading Colossians chapter 1, verse 23. If indeed you continue in the faith, stable and steadfast, not shifting from the hope of the gospel that you have heard. And now shall we bow for prayer before we turn to our scripture. Heavenly Father, we praise your holy name again this morning. We thank you that we can have a time of worship and study of your word, even if we are not able to gather as one group at church. You know our hearts and the situations we are in better than anyone else. So we ask that you would give us your words and truths that we need to hear this morning, whether they be words to guide us, words of healing, words of comfort, words to strengthen us, words of instruction, words of encouragement, or words that lead to salvation. May each of us hear your voice and your words speaking to us this morning, we ask. Speak to each one of us through your Holy Spirit, and may that Holy Spirit be given complete freedom to work in our hearts and minds. Help me also as your messenger to be faithful to the message that you want brought to our listeners today. Give me your wisdom and strength, I pray. Speak to us now through your word, and may we put into action in the coming new week what you teach us this morning. We thank you again for this time of learning from your scripture. We pray all this in the name of our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. If you have your Bibles with you, if you open to Exodus chapter 17, we'll be looking at verses 1 to 7. And before that, in Exodus chapter 14, verse 30, we read that the Lord saved Israel that day from the hand of the Egyptians. After this chapter 14, we read in the following chapters 15 through 17 that the Israelites, who had been miraculously rescued from their suffering in Egypt, then began their journey in the wilderness led by Moses. With God's help, the Israelites had walked across the Red Sea in an unprecedented event. But though the people had experienced this and many other miracles that allowed them to leave captivity in Egypt, they soon started to grumble and complain to Moses when the basic needs of food and water began to run out. 3 days after crossing the Red Sea, the people complained to Moses at Marah, which means too bitter to drink, about not having drinkable water. Chapter 15, verse 23. And then we read in verse 24, "And the people grumbled against Moses, saying, 'What shall we drink?'" The people's second time of complaining is recorded in Exodus 16, verses 2 and 3. When the people ran out of food to eat in the wilderness of Sin, they complained again to Moses, saying, "For you have brought us out into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger." And then the third time of grumbling and complaining by the people is found in Exodus 17, verses 1 and 2. All the congregation of the people of Israel moved on from the wilderness of Sin by stages, according to the commandment of the Lord, and camped at Rephidim. But there was no water for the people to drink. Therefore the people quarreled with Moses and said, "Give us water to drink." And Moses said to them, "Why do you quarrel with me? Why do you test the Lord?" The place where the Israelites camped was called Rephidim. This name has the meaning of the verbs to rest, to refresh, or to support. It was a place that those traveling through the wilderness used as a resting spot, something like the service areas found on Japanese highways. When the people couldn't find water to drink at this rest spot, they immediately complained to Moses, saying, "Give us water to drink." And verse 2 again, "Therefore the people quarreled with Moses and said, 'Give us water to drink.'" And now reading verse 3. "But the people thirsted there for water, and the people grumbled against Moses and said, 'Why did you bring us up out of Egypt to kill us and our children and our livestock with thirst?'" The people who had been miraculously rescued at the Red Sea, they had seen the 12 springs prepared for them at Elim, and they had gathered and eaten the manna in the wilderness of Sin. But the people soon forgot all that had been done for them in God's miraculous power. The unbelief and lack of faith by the people is recorded in Psalm 95, verses 7 to 9. We read, "For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as at Meribah, as on the day at Massah in the wilderness, when your fathers put me to the test and put me to the proof, though they had seen my work." In fact, God did lead the people of Israel to the promised land. But along the way, when the food or water ran out in the wilderness and the people thought their needs would not be met, they could not trust God and their hearts became hard. Next, we'd like to look at the thirst of the Samaritan woman. This morning's New Testament reading was John 4, verses 5 to 15. The Samaritan woman that appears in this passage also had a thirst that needed quenching. Let's look at the difference between the thirst that this woman had and the thirst of the people of Israel. The thirst that the people in the wilderness had was a physiological need on the first level of Maslow's hierarchy of needs. On the other hand, the needs of the Samaritan woman went past level 2 and on to level 3, the social needs of love and belonging, and level 4, self-approval and self-esteem. She needed to be able to accept herself, love herself, be accepted by her family and friends, and to be loved by others. This was the deep thirst that the Samaritan woman had. This woman was able to come and draw water at the deep Jacob's well to drink. In this way, her physical need for water was met. But the woman's real thirst ran at a deeper level that dealt with her very existence and self-esteem. Reading John 4, verses 16 to 18. Jesus said to her, "Go, call your husband and come here." The woman answered him, "I have no husband." Jesus said to her, "You are right in saying, 'I have no husband,' for you have had 5 husbands, and the one you now have is not your husband. What you have said is true." The woman's complicated relationships and the cultural differences between the Jews and the Samaritans are the background for her conversation with Jesus. The woman had a thirst to satisfy Maslow's third level, dealing with the social needs of love and belonging, and also the needs of self-approval and self-esteem. So the woman asked Jesus to provide what she sincerely needs. Reading John 4, verse 15. The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I will not be thirsty or have to come here to draw water." So the woman meets Jesus, drinks of the water of life that fills her soul, and is able to find true rest. Reading John 4, verses 13 to 14 once more. Jesus said to her, "Everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty again. The water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." I'd like to summarize in closing. This situation we are now in is definitely insecure and uncertain. No one knows how long the spreading of the coronavirus will continue. We are not sure if we will be able to start having worship service together in our sanctuary again from next month. At times like these, when we cannot see the future and we feel depressed and worried, how can our hearts and minds have peace, and how can we feel refreshed? And also, how can we grow spiritually as Christians during such difficult and uncertain times? In Exodus 17, verse 6, we read how Moses did as instructed by God and hit the rock at Horeb with his staff, and how water gushed forth to satisfy the people's thirst. Paul teaches us that the rock that brought forth this water is Jesus. Reading 1 Corinthians 10, verse 4. "And all drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank from the spiritual rock that followed them, and the rock was Christ." The Samaritan woman believed that Jesus could fill her deep inner needs, and so she sought living water from Christ. The fifth and final level of Maslow's hierarchy is the need for self-actualization. As Christians, we are made daily more and more like Christ. In this way, we grow and progress toward our own self-actualization in the Lord. The Samaritan woman who met Jesus at Jacob's well had her deep inner needs and her spiritual thirst taken care of by Christ, and she was changed into a true worshiper of God. Verses 19 to 24. We are not going to have worship services together in our sanctuary for at least a total of 3 times through March 29th. But we hope that in your times of family worship at your homes, you will remember the true meaning of worship that Jesus taught the Samaritan woman. Reading John 4, verses 23 and 24. Yet a time is coming and has now come when the true worshipers will worship the Father in the Spirit and in truth, for they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks. God is Spirit, and His worshipers must worship in the Spirit and in truth. As we live in uncertain and worrisome times as Christ's disciples, may we keep our eyes on Christ our rock that gives us the living water to quench our spiritual thirst. Especially during such times, may we seek the living water that satisfies our spiritual thirst eternally. Shall we pray? Jesus said to her, "Everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty again. The water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." Father, we thank you for the lessons this morning from your word. We ask that in these difficult times, we might look to you and your scripture for the living water that can truly satisfy our spiritual thirst for real peace in our hearts and souls. Help us to seek your help in all things. We thank you that you have promised to always be by our side. Walk with us during these uncertain times, we ask. We pray this in the name of our Savior Jesus. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen.